Well, good morning. I guess it's afternoon. You don't really care, do you? Can you even hear me? Well, it is Sunday, October 7th. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show here on Republic Broadcasting. And it's been a long week, right? You know, last week we were talking all about the Kavanaugh and the Ford and all that other fun stuff. And all that fun stuff finally ended. Yeah, it's in the back pocket for now. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I don't know what other important things happened to us during the week. I know some people were talking to me about some interesting artifacts and things that were happening. Let's see where we go. Hey, Alan, are you there?
I am. How are you doing, Steve? Hey, I guess we could invent a new term, Steve. It'd be kind of go along with the computer age because it's only really noon for like a split second there between, you know, 11:59, what, 12:01. And
after morning,
good noon, good noon, good noon. There you go.
Good noon to you. I reckon that would work. What do you think, Doc? Good noon to you.
I think Alan's been hitting the sauce a little early, but that's all right. I'll drink to that. Yeah, this noon thing is weird because as you get set up where it's actually still morning, and then it switches over by the time we go on air. So, kind of a weird feeling.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird feeling, you know, living in, Texas for sure. I've been doing a lot of work trying to help a friend move an electronics shop from one location to the other. And all sorts of things aside, I'm broadcasting remote from that location. And it's kind of awkward because I'm sitting in my car, running Skype off my phone, looking at a dead deer in the driveway. You know, the odd pictures you get in Texas, right? And sooner or later, that deer is going to die in a road into a pile of bones and fur. But not today. Not today. It's just
Get a little bloated before that. I'm sure it's swelled up a little since yesterday.
Yeah, he's going to have to make a decision on whether he's going to haul it out or figure out who's going to haul it out. I know
there's a graveyard right next door.
Well, you know, let's go talk to Jim. See if Jim can find the deer a place to live or die. Okay, that's pretty sideways. So what do you think? Last week, was everybody just Kavanaugh? You know, we're sitting there. I know there was a lot of stuff that was going on, but the Kavanaugh went on, and there was nothing to see. Go away, folks. Nothing new.
You want me to? Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, the circus goes on. It was all hot and heavy, and then, you know, this last week had been kind of quiet. And, you know, except for the anti-foos and all them screaming about it. But I just look at it as diversion. You know? Steve, I'm sorry to pull the subject off since we're just twisting off different directions. I'll go up. You called me this morning and said, wow, have you been outside and really looked up yet? And I said, well, not since it's really been light. And I went out and looked up, and it's like, yeah, that sky was about as confusing as I'd ever seen. There was planes going up, way up, eye-dropping stuff. There was lower-level tracks that were starting to spread out. Almost looked like natural clouds down a little bit lower, scudding along. And then below that was the crap, the tendrils you could see falling out of it that are coming down on us. It's amazing. I mean, I remember royal blue skies, so blue they'd almost be purple, you know. And you don't see that anymore. I made the mistake of putting my blue blocker glasses on, and you can see all this crap up there, and it just makes you sick.
I know. I thought they were very interesting because I was coming home, and one of the big discussions that you have in the community is about contrails versus chemtrails. Was contrails are a naturally reoccurring thing, and usually you can cover up a contrail with your thumb, and you see the plane, and you put your thumb there, and you can block it, and it doesn't go on. Then they got the persistent contrails where they say, no, you're crazy with your little thumb thing, that's always happened. There's the variation on the theme saying it's the new jet engines that cause that, and, you know, all you're seeing is the flight paths that are going from here, hither to yon. And, well, from hither to yon, well, there were no planes flying from hither to yon on this south to north or north to south declination, I guess we'd call it. You know, most of the planes fly in specific flight patterns, which makes it kind of odd when they do these strange little things going, well, what are you doing over there? So when you argue with chemtrail contrail folks going, well, that just doesn't happen. And they go, well, I just don't care. I really don't care. And I don't know. I don't believe in chemtrails or geoengineering, but I do for global warming. Maybe they're doing it for global warming. Maybe they caused global warming, right? Maybe they caused the whole thing. It's a good idea There's a good chance that, you know, all these geoengineering folks have screwed the pooch. You know, they've been doing it for how long? And they've never known what they're doing. So now they're sitting here going, cow farts and human breath is the biggest problem that we have on this earth. And you're going, no, man, it's you. It's you and your secret projects. You and your spraying. And they're, oh, I guess I was definitely on a rant, Doc. So why don't you calm me down and give me the facts that I'm just wrong.
Well, you know, there was one thing besides Kavanaugh going on last week. They talked about NAFTA, and they got Canada agree, and looks like Mexico's agreeing, and then they got South Korea and Japan coming to the table doing some stuff. So, you know, like Alan says, a lot of stuff scripted, but I don't think the script counted on Kavanaugh getting there. I think they thought that they had it scripted well enough.
Oh, sure it did. Sure it did.
Are you saying that he's not, like, you know, at that level, that he's not basically told what kind of he does and does not do?
Well, no, what I'm saying is that there are so many people trying to control and be in power right now that they always don't get their way. Some do, some don't. And I think Kavanaugh was supposed to go away from the pressure, and he didn't. So part of that script, I think, fell apart on him.
Or was it all just diversion, and they just slid him in with a close vote, of course, and then, boy, if we just get our next guy in there, then we'll get him, and then we'll win, then we'll be safe. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Sorry, it's over and over and over. How many times does it have to replay this scene before people wake up to, wow, it really is theater?
Well, I don't know. I could kind of see Doc's point, right, where they thought that Kavanaugh was going to cave, but... you know, I am with you, Alan. I think that if this play is scripted the way it is, the fact that the Cosby trial, you know, ends right during that phase of the Kavanaughing, right? So we were Kavanaugh, and, you know, Cosby's, you know, they're like, oh, see, Kavanaugh's like Cosby. See
and, look, and there are other repercussions from this also, though. See, it's like now. See, what this has basically done, it has changed the law to where you are guilty with simple blind accusations. You know, you were blatant. I mean, for the whole country, well, they can do it to a Supreme Court judge, you know. That ought to be good enough for anyone, shouldn't it? See, that they wheedle. So there's not always one, you know, thing that goes along with this stuff. They're multi-leveled, multifaceted. Like I said, the people that are doing this aren't stupid. You know, I wish I could admire what they've done, but I can't. You know, if they turn this crap towards the good, hell, we no telling where we could be.
But then that's scripted life. You know, they keep things in their back pockets and they use people. You know, I don't believe that Kavanaugh's a saint, right? Never have, never will. I don't believe that Ford's a saint. I've actually done a few little bit of looking at who she was, and the fact that her parents, you know, her brothers, her dad wouldn't stand up for her and say, this is my child and she's not lying, right? They none of them said that, did they? None of them. Huh. Fascinating. Did you know that she had two brothers, right, or a dad? You know, they did talk. that said something wishy-washy like, well, her credibility is with all of her education, and that tells you the caliber of person she is. And every dad loves their daughter. You know, it's like, wow, okay. So you're pretty much saying she's full of it, right? You know, because in
Steve, she doesn't know where the house was. She doesn't know how she got there. She doesn't know how she got home. She doesn't know who was there, who she saw. But she does remember that she was sexually molested by him. I mean, how I guess the American public really is getting that stupid now.
Okay, so here's a big question. George Soros has been in the traditional media quite a bit lately. I mean, I've heard him talked about on NPR. I've heard him talked about on Fox News, CBS News, MSNBC, right? All these different places have shown the face of George Soros and talked about, you know, his shenanigans. What does that mean? You know, why are they talking about the man behind the puppets? Is that part of it? Because usually Soros likes to remain behind, you know, and just don't talk about the guy with the strings. What do you think, Doc? Is George Soros not the puppet master? He's just a pretend puppet master?
Well, yeah, I think he is. But I think if you give him too much credit for the script, then that means that we believe only one guy is pulling all the strings. And even Soros isn't rich enough or powerful enough, I think, to pull all the strings. And that's why I believe he made a good effort and they figured Kavanaugh would cave because nobody's a saint. And nobody should be appointed to a job for life when you're a public servant on the taxpayer dime. But Soros did his best, and God knows how much money he spent. We got a woman who said she hated flying that has flown more in her life than most people. So, you know, everything the woman said seems to have been pretty questionable.
Yeah, and that's a curious point about Ford. You know, why she'd get up there and, you know, lie so much. And I will say, I believe she lied all over the place, folks. Why, with the feeling of of impunity, right, that she's going to get away with it no matter what. Because that would be pretty scary getting up in front of this place that can really, you know, treason. Yeah, we know what treason is. We're the Senate Congress. We invented treason. You know, you're in jail forever. All right, that's it. All gone. But she must have known she was getting out of that whole thing once she got through it. Or that hypnotic state that she was in. It did truly seem like she was in an altered state. I was wondering what kind of drugs that she was on. But I have seen people driven to alternate moods and states when they go before judges and so forth. They lose their mind, their being. You know, that does happen, right? So I guess I don't know that I'm arguing that I don't think she was in that state. You know, she's too much of a professional. She understands the world too much. You know, you have to stick your chin up, you know, just deal with it. She didn't even do that. She just kind of like, huh? Oh, goldfish? Yeah, I like goldfish. I'm a Professor Ford. Goldfish are good.
Steve, what I see when I watched that thing at first, what I saw was them backstage after the scene is shot, backstage having drinks, laughing. It's like, I fake cry better than you did. Admit it. Come on.
I want to check Coca-Cola's roster and see if they actually paid her for that. You know, I really think that. Oh, hold on, I'm not watching my Skype thingy here, and so I'm gonna jump into Skype. Let's see what's it saying. Ah, Mike in Kentucky. Mike in Kentucky, are you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here. Might want to just put a slug or two in the belly of that deer, you know, step back at an angle so that you can let some of the gas out of it without it spraying on you.
Just a temporary solution. There's a guy that lives around here actually has tigers and such and mountain lion. And,
there you go.
A lot of times, you know, if we see them, you know, we'll call them up and they'll come pick it up if they don't get caught by the game warden. But you
know. What was his name? Derry Brownfield used
Derry
to be on
Brownfield,
this network.
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot, shovel, and shut up. That's my favorite line. Is. Yeah, anyways, what the game warden don't know won't hurt you when it comes to mountain lions and bears that are rogue. And, you know, bears, those big fuzzy pigs make good catfish food, I think.
Anyway. I remember a friend of mine, he had a tiger out here, and the game warden came over to his house while he was eating on a deer, and he said, well, hey, stop that. That deer is illegal. He can't be eating that. And he said, shh, you tell him, I'll open the door.
Hey.
He said, but that's evidence. He says, well,
yeah.
Not in a minute. It's not. Oh, wow.
So to retrograde back here to the chemtrail, contrail issue, I stayed out of it for a long time. And then one day as I'm walking out to shoot some video, I took my camera with me throughout the progression. And I meant to say happy afternoon for you. You can't say... It's very hard to say happy noon. You have to use you say happy afternoon or good afternoon because
hey,
you cross
we're good,
that.
Mike,
imagine,
I mean, what can I say? We're good, man.
Well, you have to cross that imaginary line so instantaneously. I don't think you could say the word. What was it you tried to say?
Right along with the rest of the
Alan,
non-reality.
What was your pardon. Alan? What was your fake word? Or real world.
My fake word?
What word? The noon word. Up to noon to you?
Oh, good noon. Just good noon. Just keep it simple.
Well, you'd have to be awful precise to say good noon because it passes so quickly. It's like,
there you go.
Tick and it's done. You know, the noon, the imaginary conceptual line of noon, you know, you cross it so quickly. Kind of like fall equinox or whatever. It's just like, well, we think it's 4:33 in the afternoon this year, but local noon is fun to do if you can go 500 miles north to south and measure the shadow at local noon. Take about 15 minutes. You know, you can look it up and find out when local noon is, and use a meter stick and line it up with a known vertical corner of a house or something like that, and measure your shadows. So you can shut up some of these flat earthers. I mean, that's one way to do it. But it's like, why is this an inch? The shadows
is a never-ending fount of information here, buddy.
There's so many.
You know, I think we've had that conversation before. You know, believe it or not, I think we have talked about the measuring noon for flat earthers.
Yeah,
at least maybe not being,
then,
you know, but
I like the time lapse photographs of the southern stars all going around us, you know, a central point. That usually makes them go oh. But a lot of these guys are, I think, just trying to see who they can lure in and see who's gullible. And speaking about, and that's what I'm getting at with the chemtrails. There is a lot of chemtards out there. And they don't seem to care. They will repeat stuff that is totally not true, and it ends up hurting the credibility of the issue. And,
right.
You know, like there's this meme floating around that Edward Snowden, you know, provided documents on this. Totally untrue. There's a patent for fire suppression chemical system that's depicted in the patent on Google Patents of being deployed in a 747 airframe, and supposedly Evergreen Airlines is the one that filed the patent. And of course, Evergreen Airlines, everybody knows that's CIA, right? Well, maybe not. You know, I think it's Jerry from the movie Conspiracy Theory says, and a good conspiracy is unprovable because if you can prove it, they messed up somewhere.
Yeah,
but now,
you know, I was just watching, you know, while you're talking about that, I was just watching E.T., not E.T., damn, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And, hold on. Republic of Texas Radio, we're still here. We'll be right back after this messages.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
We're back, Republic of Texas Radio. We were just talking a little bit about a lot of things, but one of the things we were mainly talking about was the sky above us and, you know, those things called chemtrails and the people that will sit there and drag you down rabbit trails and tell you what they're not, or maybe they tell you what they think they are, or what are they? Because there's so much disinformation around there.
I wonder if Mike can inform us how a high-bypass turbofan engine works. You know, they say, oh, it's because of the new engines. It's like, well, that should leave less of a signature, if anything.
Well, part of the problem, if you've ever pulled the hose off of an air compressor, what happens? Right, but you get a lot of water vapor coming out of that. Whenever you compress air and then it decompresses, it knocks the water vapor out of it. Now, I've seen people showing videos of this. Planes will fly along, and then the jet trail just automatically sort of, or just seems to stop, and then it starts back. And people say, oh, look, see, they're turning it off and back on. But there, and I've seen also people posting these pictures of these clouds that are in waves or bands, and this can all occur naturally. It's actually in the meteorological world, it's called gravity waves, and you can have, just like on the water, you can have waves of air and layers of air where you have
seen the weird Kimbos in the sky.
Yes, I have. The off color. Yes,
okay.
I've seen that. And I'm not saying that it is not happening. It's just that people that are getting on the web and posting a bunch of stuff about this are destroying the credibility of the topic and getting anybody and everybody labeling it chemtards. And in general, I've noticed in the last year or two an uptick in the general public's intolerance for anything they can label conspiracy theory. Now, I, in 2009, and I've had my own little adventure with YouTube suppression and Facebook suppression, I posted a video. Like, I was going out with a camera to shoot some video that evening, and I had to make a run home and do some chores or whatever. And I noticed over the course of the day that the sky got completely covered. And as I'm leaving the TV studio, lo and behold, a jet flies over that is not leaving a chemtrail, and I get my 16-time, $3,000 Canon XL2 or GL2 camera, and I zoom in on this thing, and I can identify the dang plane, and it's not leaving a chemtrail. It's leaving a conventional contrail like I remember seeing all the way back when I was laying in the field looking up and dreaming about where these planes are going when I was, you know, a child in the 70s and 80s. And the jet trails looked completely different. And, of course, they sometimes looked a lot dirtier, you know, like they had more black smoke and soot in them.
Yeah, exhaust.
Now, you know, if you remember the old L-1011 and stuff like that, you see those depicted in old movies. But now I don't remember them. But, and, of course, the B-52s, you know, they used to be a lot more of a polluter because I guess there was more sulfur in the fuel or something. So anyway, this plane flies over, and you see this jet trail just barely linger. And while I'm filming it, I look out of the corner of my eye, and here goes another jet just like it, and it goes by, and it leaves this huge jet trail, and it's about the same altitude. And then another one goes by, and another one goes by. So I film this, I edit it, and I post it on my Facebook page, which I just started being on Facebook about that time, 2009 or something like that, and I post it on my YouTube. Well, on the YouTube, even if you typed it in for a long time, say boo to contrails. I didn't even call it chemtrails. Say boo to contrails. It would not show up, even if you searched the video results with the exact title in quotes. And Facebook, when I posted it on Facebook, the address got changed to where if I shared it or if it was copied and pasted, it disappeared, and it said attachment unavailable. And so I saw that as an active suppression campaign for even raising the issue, and that made me go, okay, there's something to this. If I'm being actively suppressed and all I am is a podunk TV station off the off-ramp of the Internet, you know, information age over here in eastern Kentucky, then there is really something to this. And, of course, last summer, John O'Brien starts selling the idea at the Council on Foreign Relations. We've seen it. So there is something to this. You know, he's saying this is stratospheric aerosol injection is, wow, I'm fascinated by the prospect of, you know, being able to delay a switchover from burning oil and coal. So we know that there's something to it, but the problem is selling it to the general zombies out here is they've all been programmed that it's chemtards.
I worked in a ditch. We put in sewer lines, so I'd be, you know, 6-8 foot down in a ditch. All you can do is look up. I'd be down there, and I'd tap the guy next to me. I'd say, look, clear skies we're going to get, right? And I'd say, watch what happens, and the trails start coming over, and I'd set my watch every 30 minutes, and I'd tap him, and I'd say, look at him now. And I'd tap him, and I'd say, look at him now. And, you know, about the third or fourth tap, you know, there's that high overcast cloud cover.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah,
whenever there's a weather.
Close Encounters did it just beautifully. You know, just a little bit ago when I was watching on TV, they brought a whole bunch of people that had an extraordinary event happen to them. And then they stacked the deck with one person that would stand up and said, I saw Bigfoot. And then all these people became, you know, uncredible. And so everybody goes, well, I saw that. And then everybody wanted to talk to the guy that saw Bigfoot. There you go. It's simple to distract from that.
And
when will we poison
the well? It's called poisoning the well.
Yeah.
It's called poisoning the well. It's an intelligence community technique called poisoning the well.
You know, that movie was pretty evil, if you really think about it. You know, the way what they did to people, they didn't kill anybody, per se, but they did sit there and deceive everybody all the way around the globe and made fun of people, made light of people, lied, cheated to achieve a goal. What was that goal? Contacting aliens? And
but were they really aliens?
There's another question. Yeah, that's great. Were they really aliens? Hang on, folks. Let's do the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. Well, let's get our heads out of the clouds for a minute. I'd like to do a little Kavanaugh-ing really, really quick while we got Mike on the horn. Hey, Mike, there's been a battle with executives in your high-tech companies, right? They're all battling. And, you know, Facebook has ejected their Instagram founders after they bought them out, and then they lost their WhatsApp people, and Facebook just last week they're still in deep doo-doo because their global operations officer, I think his name is a buddy of Kavanaugh's. And he's actually been at all of Kavanaugh's hearings, swearing in, been with him throughout his career as a person. And he was filmed at the hearings. And the Facebook
what do we call them? The rabble. They said, not one of us must kill him. Not one of us. Get him out of here. And old Zucky, right? Zuckerberg goes, no, we kind of need him. Right? You know, he makes things go. You can't get rid of him. You can get rid of regular rabble. Isn't that interesting how they'll let certain rabble, I don't know. I see that's, did you see that, Mike, at all? Do you know what I'm talking about, or just?
Well, it doesn't really surprise me. The first thing that came to my mind is the original Frank Sinatra version of Manchurian Candidate, where you have keywords to control your puppet. Now, if Kavanaugh went off the ranch, just like Gloria Vanderbilt's boy, probably needs handlers around him that are ready to, throw out a keyword to sidetrack him so he doesn't go off the ranch. Wouldn't you like to pass the time with the game of solitaire?
Well, I guess that's not my point. My point was, in the Kavanaugh hearings, that chick, Ford, she seemed like the ones that was MK Ultra, and the guy was her controller. That's what it looked like to me.
She's a nice diversion from other, you know, the really good controlled ones would not be obvious, would they? I mean, you know, I think
good.
the technology is that far along, so from 50 some years or longer. I mean, we're talking about Operation Paperclip guys that go back into the 30s, and since we're talking about space aliens with Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I mean, what the heck were the Foo Fighters? What was the Nazi Bell? How long have they been playing around with viruses to alter humans? Could these space aliens that some people see actually be genetically altered humans? I mean, if you go look at
Brown
medical dictionaries and stuff, you can find some really wild looking things that are supposed to be human, exposed to radiation, congenital birth defects, encephalitic babies. You've got the people of South America that bound their skulls to give them these really long, elongated skulls. You got the women in China where they kept these copper coils.
The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Until their necks were like really long. Yeah, there's experimentations with pituitary supplements and growth hormones. I mean, you can make a weird looking gray human, and most people would probably go, "Oh, that's a space alien."
Wouldn't be that hard,
you know. And wouldn't then you do that. Have them land in a anti-gravity craft that we're all not supposed to know about, and the average idiot would think, oh, that's a space alien.
Or could be a Zeppelin with little slave blimps coming off of it filled with tiny mutant Japanese guys.
Well,
remember that one, Steve?
I remember that. I remember that. The one claimed that Roswell was actually a blimp with a bunch of real short Chinese guys that had whatever, they were underfed, and they were kind of gray because, you know, I forget why that was in nature. But that was that's just one story of Roswell.
I'll give you one example, and then I'll let you go. One example, I know this guy that worked in the so-called Silicon Valley of the East, and he ended up in a lot of these seminars with military cutouts at luncheons and stuff like that, down around Greenville and different places in North Carolina where they, you know, the tech sector of the East, south of Washington, D.C., and the Pentagon. And he swears up and down that him and a bunch of people saw this, you know, big orb that just sat. He thinks it must have been, you know, around sunset at something like, you know, 8 o'clock in the evening, and people took pictures of it, and it sat there and hovered. It hovered for 5 minutes, and then it just shot off like it took off at some kind of hyperspace speed. And he swears that, of course, he also says that he saw the stealth fighter, triangular stealth fighter, flying over doing electronic countermeasures and jamming everything from, you know, his TV to his radio in the car. He saw that going on in 1982. So I put it to him. I said, well, how do you know this wasn't man-made technology that you saw and everybody else saw, and where is any proof of it? At this point, somebody should have posted it on the Internet. You know, I told him, I said, you know, this is obviously a good evidence that things can be suppressed and sent down Orwell's memory hole. If what you're saying is that the tens of thousands of people in North Carolina, it's highly populated, if they saw this, then where are the pictures, you know? It's obviously just like people are saying about the plane that hit the North Tower. Where's all the pictures from people that were on the observation deck of, you know, of
that
the...
plane just disappears into there. There's not a crumple, not a piece of tinfoil on the outside of the building. That's amazing.
Well, there is a couple of other videos, but, you know, you would think that tourists would be posting their videos from the Empire State Building. Or, you know, 8:45 in the morning, this thing flies over and makes a roaring sound. You know, the Naudé brothers obviously were caught by surprise. I mean, if you believe their video, they twisted around and barely caught the thing because he went full throttle before he hit the building. But... you know, where's the pictures of this orb this guy's telling me about? I mean, he's deadly serious, and he's like nearly ready to die, you know, so why is he trying to pull my leg if he's about to die, you know? It seems like he's sincere and genuine and, you know.
I've seen my own things.
Huh?
I've seen my own things.
Yeah, but in particular, how do you know you're not
the
seeing,
fireball,
you know,
that moved across the sky, very weird.
You know, Fourth Reich, you know, suppressed technology we're not allowed to know about. I mean, Operation Paperclip brought in, what is that in the movie, The Right Stuff, where Lyndon Baines Johnson goes, wonders if our Nazis are better than the Russians' Nazis.
Kammler and all those guys, yeah.
Yeah, well, and what's his name?
Otto Scorsini.
Werner von Braun, you know. Obviously, he was just rocketry, but... I mean, we're going to throw out and dismiss all of the World War II pilot accounts of Foo Fighters?
Well, you know, and you got Admiral Byrd stuff, you know, and so Admiral Byrd is before the... I don't know, maybe the Foo Fighters and Admiral Byrd are the same thing, or maybe they're different.
I think it's anti-gravity technology, and, I mean... until we get Tesla's files back from whoever stole them, you know.
Electrogravitics, man. Look at Thomas Malone.
Don't believe
and,
nothing.
Thompson Brown.
Don't believe nothing and be careful what you try to prove on the Internet.
Why
because if you're not getting flack, I don't think you're over the target, to borrow another expression from World War II. And I've seen
there
enough
are
of my...
very few definites in my life anymore, Mike. You know, like I said, my mind stays open. You know, nothing is too crazy to... not have that little possibility stuck back in the corner somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think we're allowed to know a lot of stuff. There's as the expression go, you're not old enough to know about that from the intelligence community. I'll let you guys go, man.
And thanks for the call, man.
Cool.
We'll hear you on Saturday. I hear you can be on Farron's show talking 5G. You know, so at least that's what I heard. So. Let's see what we find out. What about you there in the background? Hey, Doc, are you there?
Yeah, I was busy trying to uncollude with the Russians because I don't drink vodka and trying to see if the Scottish had anything for me.
Oh, okay. Did you ever find any of those Foo Fighters over at your house?
Well, I know the Scottish are trying to go independent.
Well, as long as they keep making scotch, I'm all right with it. I'll vote for that.
Oh well, good deal. So 12:43.
I didn't take us to outer space today, Steve. I took us that direction, but you're the one that took us to outer space today.
How did I bring us to space? Oh yeah, that's right. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Thank you, Mike, for bringing us back to the Earth and pointing us out all these, you know, bastards, for the lack of a better term, that are having their way with our society and our cultures, you know, and manipulating reality for one and all, you know. And I totally agree with what Mike says about, you know, well, in a way he says, well, careful what you believe in and careful believing anything. And you go, well, why? You know, and he goes, because, well, okay, throw in the whole, well, if you're not feeling the flak, you're not over the target. or a variation of that theme. Helen, you're so far out on a branch, you know, people don't listen to you anyways, right? They can't use their own
discernment, man. You use your own discernment, you know. You take, for, for some reason, I was always good at Jeopardy. I can file facts away, you know, if they interest me at least. And like I said, you know, stuff just pops up, you know, and I see patterns, you know, from things in the past that I can recall. So, sorry, you know, but that's just the way I see the world. And it's since coming awake and shedding the lies as much as possible, it's very, it's amazing. It turns you into a whole different person, changes your perspective.
Maybe so. I guess I'm never going to run for Chief Justice. They'll remind me of the times where I sat here at whatever, Republic of Texas Radio on Republic Broadcasting, talking about space aliens and, well, not really space aliens, because we were talking that they could have just been, you know, humans modified, you know, so we were talking all sorts of crazy stuff.
Terrestrial space aliens.
But, you know, I didn't need to go there this week. You know, we had a lot of other possibilities, and let's go there with Doc. Hey, Doc, there's a term out there, right? The Bedouins or the pedophiles or the followers of Beto the Gringo, right? Willie Nelson cast his vote with the pedophilias. I don't know. You know, there are all these guys that like this guy with the skateboard, and, you know, he's a Democrat and he's going to save the world. Anyways, he's been causing me quite a bit of flack this last week, because I'm pulling into driveways to do work for people, and I'm going like, oh no, I don't want to run into a pedophilian. And I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to one of these creeps. And I've been put in check a couple times this week, never still had to work with one. But this coming week, I had a person with a Beto shirt come over to one of the places I work with a lot of times and specifically request that I go over there and do some work on their sound system. I'm like going, oh, crap. You do that. I don't want to go do that. I don't want to work with a person from the land of Beto. And I, you know, why is it so polarizing, Doc? I just don't want to work for somebody that supports what Obama supported, because that's pretty much what Beto does, right? He supports
I really wouldn't want to sit there and listen to anyone praise Ted Cruz too much either.
And I get that, but at least, but this Beto thing, I almost feel like they're slave drivers. They want to enslave me. They want to torture my family, because I went through 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama. You know, 8 years of that crap, and then see somebody running around with a skateboard going, I'm Beto, I'm your savior. And you're going, no, you're going to hurt me, you're going to hurt everybody, just like the last no-nonsense bastard did. I don't know.
Similarities to Idiocracy. It just, the similarities just continue to abound.
Doc, I hear that that Beto guy is pretty much funded from out of states. Small donations from psychopaths, or what do they call them, snowflakes, and never Trumpers everywhere. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yeah. Half the talks about the two of them running are about how much money each one is got in their campaign, not too much about issues. I definitely think Cruz is the lesser of two evils, but this Beto guy, he sounds like going backwards to the Obama era. I think he would put a welcome sign and build a high-speed ramp so they could cross the border if he thought they'd vote for him. You know, after this last week, I came away with one solid feeling that the Democrats stick together and they are very, very organized crime. And the Republicans don't stick together quite so well, and they're in organized crime, but they're all organized crime, and the American people are the victims.
Yeah, and all you good people out there, what do you think you're doing good when you're voting, when you vote for evil? Just one of them's lesser evil than the other one?
I mean, it, you know, you look at it, you know, look at it realistically, the game that they play.
I don't know, man. They're going a little bit different. You're saying your voting doesn't mean anything. It does mean anything. Still could be the act of voting is intention itself, you know. Hey, we've got Pat in Texas. We got music in a few seconds. So, hey, Pat, we're going to have to hold you over. So we're going to have a few minutes when we come over, come back for break. So,
okay.
Could hear your voice, though.
You
here
could,
comes
okay.
The music. There's that dang music. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Little teeny, teeny, tiny, short segment here, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we've got Pat on the line. Pat in Texas. Hello. How are you?
Oh, am I right? I wish you'd have brought up Beth O'Rourke. He wears dresses, you know. Oh, well, I won't get into that. But you know what? we need somebody who has a little bit of fear of God. And this guy's still running from God, and if he wants to be in politics, he better settle down and get right. But I think his history will follow him. But really, Ted Cruz, he's been sad to say that politicians shouldn't wear their religion on their arm, but we want to know how you feel, because I'm with Irvin Baxter. He says, I used to say, your religion is what you believe, and politics is how you live it, okay? And so Ted Cruz has never talked much about it. No, but you look into him, read his book, and everything that he, I guess Christians, it says, let another man praise you and not me thyself. And we don't have a way to praise anybody much, you know. You guys got radio. We don't have, and they are really pushing that Betho right here in this town. I mean, on our newspaper, Fort Worth, a government and everything around it is Democrat. But Tarrant County is one of the most Republican counties used to be in the whole country. So the newspaper is really pushing the young people to get out and vote because they want a teenager for president, okay? Because they push him around.
I don't care how much you can sit there and tell these young people to vote till you're blue in the face, and they still won't vote. They still won't vote. They're still, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
Well, when you want to legalize all drugs, you know, nowadays,
they still wouldn't vote. It took until the old hippies got up there and got it voted in. But it wasn't the kids.
I think, I'm sorry. What happened to the Republicans here, it was that Ron Paul got a bunch of young people, and the Republicans would not even let Rand Paul stand up there on the platform and give his Republican speech, they're out there, they're voted, they're registered, they're out there, and that's kind of scary, because some of them might have liked the idea. Some of the ideas about legalizing marijuana or whatever, you know. So they're out there.
Your argument about Ron Paul makes a good sense, because he did get a lot of young people to register to vote and to vote.
They seem Republican as far as, you know, the issues go. So it might have been rah-rah conventions. I don't know. But they overflow crowds.
And now we're safe.
No, we're not safe.
I guess I got
no, I heard you. The thing is, I hope you're wrong. I hope the millennials don't vote Beto. I hope they're as sloughful and, you know, do nothing as I think they are. So, you know, let me be proven wrong.
You guys are wrong. When did this thing start in France? Made it like it is now. Look that up. When did it please start in France? I'll let you go.
Pat. Yeah, we've got no more show, Pat. We'll have to catch you next time. Until next time, folks, Republic of Texas Radio, Steve Elkins coming up next, Off the Beaten Path.
Connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.